This is your starting point, the place where you'll find ideas, impulses, and inspiration to take your first step on your journey, whatever that may be. If you want to have a better relationship with your money, if you've never invested and would like to, but you don't know where to start, this is the podcast for you. I am your host, Lavi. I'm here to share my experiences and true stories with you, and I hope you learn from my mistakes and my successes and will take your first step today. Let's do this. Today is an important day because today you will learn how to control your money. What I'm about to share is what brought me and my finances to the next level. I had no control over my money, and I had no money set aside when I started out 19, 20 years ago. But I developed discipline and perseverance. I invested in myself first by educating myself, and I attended seminars because they were full of interaction and hands-on experiences. I got hungry. Hungry for controlling my money. You need to have a big hunger for your financial well-being if you want to succeed with this plan. I attribute this learning to one of my most fundamental teachers, T. Harv Eker, that I introduced in my previous episode, and where I also shared my first encounter with Harv. I suggest you go listen to that episode if you missed it. It has some golden nuggets in it. And Harv, if you listen to, a huge thank you. You truly changed my life. Like I mentioned in my previous episode, I didn't know who Harv was when I first time met him, but he had, and I believe he still has, a program called MMI, Millionaire Mind Intensive. Then there is also a book he wrote with the same title. There was a 3-day seminar where you learn about your limiting beliefs around money, how to organize your financial future, and a lot more. I learned his method and I adapted it to my financial situation, which I am now giving to you. Harv calls his method the 6 jars, and you will find plenty of good videos about it on YouTube. The idea is very simple. You start by making 2 lists. On the first list, you write down all the money coming in each month, all the sources of your income, if you have several. I personally had 3 jobs when I started doing this, and I was still struggling financially. The idea here is find out the total amount of what you get monthly. On the second list, you start controlling your money. You start planning the path to your financial well-being, and that is, you start allocating your money consciously. If you don't make this effort where you start taking control of your money will continue to control you, and you will spend it without getting to your financial freedom. So, you start taking the control and create 6 accounts. The first account, the FFA account, Financial Freedom Account. You write down the amount, which represents 10% of your total monthly income. This is the money you have to put aside every month for your financial future. Minimum 10%. This is the money you will use only for investing, as I talked about in the previous episode. This is the most important account because it is your future. If your goal is to become financially free one day, then you need to make this account the most important one and never ever use this money for something else than investments. Also, it needs to be number one, because if you leave it last, you may not have anything to put in it. But if you put it first, you will always find ways how to create more money for the other accounts. This account is a non-negotiable after you decide your minimum percentage, remember? The second account, the NEC, which stands for necessities, the NEC. This money should cover your monthly needs, rent, food, medicine, electricity bills, phone, and so on. Look at your monthly needs and figure out the right percentage for you. Maybe it's 50%, maybe it's 60%. Let's say you find out you need 55% for your NEC account. Be very aware of the difference between wants and needs. Things like a newer TV, a newer phone, a newer sofa, a new dress, or whatever. Things that most of the time we don't really need but want. There is a big difference between those. And if you start on your money path from scratch and want to become very well financially, you need to be very aware of this difference. And do not use money from this account for the things you want, and only stick to the things you need. The third account, the LTS account, stands for long-term savings. This account should get 15% of your monthly income. This is your go-to account when you do get those unexpected bills and for all the other things, the big things you plan to buy or do, things like a trip, a new appliance, a new car, or even a second-hand car, a big event, you get the point. What you have in this account is the money you can afford to spend on those things. If you don't have enough money, then save some more or get creative and find ways how to get the extra money. If you, let's say, planned $5,000 for your holiday, don't spend $7,000 by borrowing $2,000. The rule of the thumb here is that you should have the equivalent of 6 months' income in this account to feel safe in case you lose your job. The fourth account. That is the people's most favorite account. It is the play account. You write down 10% of your income that will go into the play account. And this is money you have to spend every month on things that make you happy. Things that you don't need but you want. Things like going to the cinema, dining out, a massage, a manicure, a new coat, and so on. You need to spend this money because things that we want bring pleasure in our lives and makes us happy. And even if that is only temporarily, it is very important that we are happy. This is what will help us continue with our big plan. But you need to control this account and only spend the money in here. Otherwise, it will take over the other accounts and suddenly you have nothing in your long-term savings. Fifth account is the education account. You set aside 5% of your income to attend seminars, buy books or online courses, in order to educate yourself, because everything starts with you and your money will grow when you grow. This is how you will afford to attend the Harv's MMI, Millionaire Mind Intensive course, or Tony's UPBW, Unleash the Power Within. Well, Tony's UPBW is about you as a whole person, and is more fundamental in discovering who you are and where you want to go. Harv's MMI is more focused on you, money, and your financial future. The sixth account is the give account. Yes, giving. 5% of your money goes to helping others. And if you only get $100 a month, let's say, $5 still goes to helping others, because this is how we start developing the mindset of a wealthy and a good person. A lot of people think that the rich people are crooks, thieves, and bad people. But the truth is that the money only enhances who you are. And if you are a bad person, money will help you do more harm. But if you are a good person, money will help you do more good. And you won't suddenly give away millions when you are a multimillionaire if you haven't learned how to give a little when you have less. I believe there are a lot of good millionaires out there, and if you follow this podcast, there is a high chance you will also be one of them. Now, it's your turn to do the job. Sit down and write those two lists and figure out the amount you need to put into each account each month. And once you have done this, then it's my turn to congratulate you. Because now you know how to control your money. You have learned it, and now it's time for you to put it into action. And remember, a gym membership won't get you any muscles unless you go to the gym and lift those weights yourself. Control your money and don't let your money control you. Now, you also learned why time is so crucial when it comes to investing. The sooner you get this into place, the better off you will be, because when you are ready to invest, my suggestion is that you start with a little money, maybe a few percentage of your personal investment account, and build your future in a safe and solid way. Keep listening and you'll get there. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, you know what to do. Like, share, comment, give it a 5-star review, and join me next time. Until then, make it a successful day. You are here, you are on the right path, and this is your starting point.